Conditions were terrible, that's for sure. But I suppose we were pushing the game to go ahead, because I think there was, if the game wasn't to be played, there was talks of it being played up in Meath tomorrow. And I don't think the conditions were going to be much better tomorrow. And it's just a competition that I think the Leinster Council are really pushing to be played. So, look, we were happy that the game went ahead. And given the fact that we had played at Carlow and we got a great win under our belt in similar conditions, maybe not as bad, but no, we were happy enough with the game to go ahead.
In that Carlow game, you really finished that game really strong with that last minute goal to give you the victory. And you started this game really well with Todd Hines' goal. I think it was the first attack of the game.
Yeah, it was. We got the start we really wanted. It was a great finish. Yeah, we were in a good place. We probably just didn't kick on and use the elements that we had as well as we should have. And from that point of view, we were a little bit disappointed. But credit has to go to Meath on that as well. They kept the ball well, and they moved the ball through the hands, and they drew a few frees. And credit has to go to them on that front.
You played with the wind in the first half. Is that right?
Well, look, I suppose the wind was blown towards, Meath's goal, but wasn't blown directly into it. But yeah, I suppose we would have had the advantage of that slight wind.
As I was saying to you earlier on, Brendan, we had the Wexford Senior Footballers game against Waterford in Dungarvan, live here on Southeast Radio. That was another game which was played in horrendous conditions there with the wind. We saw that night that when the wind is as strong as that, you might think it would be an advantage, but sometimes it isn't either.
No. And over the course of the game, I think for both teams, in both halves, I thought there was a lot of ball kicked out, because the wind, as I said, was blown towards one corner of the field, and there was a lot of kick-outs and a lot of ball kicked out over the sideline, and there was a lot of handling errors. You know, I mean, credit has to go to both sets of players. Conditions were horrendous. As I said, credit to the players. They battled hard, and, you know, I thought the standard of football in the conditions was quite high.
And in terms of the defence there, obviously only giving away 112, that wouldn't usually lose you a game, but in conditions like that it might. Your guys really battled today, and unfortunately it was just those kind of frees near the end, they kind of did you in the end.
Well, that's it. Look, I suppose probably the main turning point in the game was the start of the second half. We turned over the ball cheaply enough. They punished us, they got a goal, and I suppose they got that lift at the right time for them, and they kicked on a few scores. But for us, like, we made, and what I'm so proud of our panel of players, we made a few substitutions, and the guys came in, and the players that were on the field, they battled right to the end, you know, probably against a more physically stronger Meath team. But I certainly thought that when it came to the 50-50 balls and breaking ball, we were probably the better team, and felt that Meath maybe at times very lucky to get away with maybe a yellow card that they did get, when probably a higher penalty should have been given by the referee. And especially there was one or two tackles in the first half where it was just dangerous, and the right decisions had to be made. You know, things could have been very, very different.
And finally, Brendan, obviously it's a knockout competition, so you're out of it now. It's only February, but still there's a long season ahead for your guys.
Look, absolutely. I mean, we had some guys 17 years of age, right up to just after turning 20, and their future is bright. There's a number of those guys, and a number of guys that would have had over the last couple of years have played senior football already, and will play senior football for the county over the next couple of years. And look, as I said, the character and heart that they showed throughout that game, especially when Meath, you know, got ahead of us in that second half, they could have put down their head, but the character, as I said, that they showed, I think the conveyor belt going into for the senior footballers going forward is well oiled, and I'm proud of those players that within the conditions that they faced there today, they fought tooth and nail for the full game, and that's heartening, and you can't ask any more of the players.